Chag HaShavuos, Tovshin Pei. Chag HaShavuos is Kishmoy Kein Hu. It's based on the Hachana of the weeks, the Shavuos, that were koidim to the Chag, that give it its toikif. The Maila and the Goydel HaShivos and the power that someone can take out of Hamoyed HaKadosh Hazeh, of Shavuos, is Kefi, the Hisaskus of the Hachana of the Memches Kinyonei Torah, and the Hachana that he did during the Shavuos Shekodmula. And then he gets to the level of Mushba V'Oimid Mer Sinai. We know that the Chasam Sofer had a minute that he would learn Mesechta Shavuos with his Talmidim during the Yimei HaSfira, because there are 49 blat in Mesechta Shavuos, connected to 49 days. And that's how slowly you go up to the level of Mushba V'Oimid Mer Sinai, Shlav Shlav, Mi Yale Bahar Hashem, Tematan Torah, Asher loy nosa lashov nafshoy v'loy nishba lemirma. Someone who was nizar binyoni shvuas, but I mean someone who was nizar binyoni ha-emes, that he be-emes wanted to prepare himself, and v'heyu nechoinim. V'heyu nechoinim l'shloyshe yomim. Avada for shvuas, you need a hachona de rabba. You need a gevaldik ishtarka hachona, more than by other yomim tovim, because the entire mahus is the hachona. Harei Pesach, already they already had the Yisru'ah de le'elo. No, the pshat is they had to go through the process of the Yisru'ah de Latata to prepare themselves during these weeks. There's a meridik of their hair. It says that there are a malachim that sometimes only say shira once a day, once a year, once a yovel. No, so if there's a malach that only says shira once a yovel, why was it created 50 years ago and he waits a yovel till he says shira? Create him on the day that he's going to say the shira. Why did he have, and then let him, that's his tafkid. Why does he have to be created a yovel before? Because this malach needed a yovel of a hachana. Chamishim Shono, Ahachona, Ahachona de Rabba. The Nusach in Kotzk, when they wanted to say how the Cheshivas of Ahachona, if you're Soicher a poil, to be Choytiv Eitzim, but you give him a garzen that's Keha, a garzen that's not sharp, Avada the poil on the Cheshbon of the Shois of the Avoida can sharpen the garzen. Hare, without a sharp garzen, you're not able to do the Avoida. Avada, the Chelik of sharpening it is Mamish, a Chelik Mahusi of the Avoida. Another mice I saw, there was once a Kvutz of Chasidim that were going to the Choyze. On the way to Shavuos, they were going to the Choyze. And on the way, when they were getting close to Lublin, they stopped by Rabshitz, and Rav Naftali Mirabshitz also was Nislava to this Kvutza. When they came, the Choyze wasn't Mesiachis to Rav Naftali Bechlal. To Rav Chasidim, but not to Rav Naftali. It was Nisbar afterwards, because Rav Naftali was Nizdamein there. It's not that he was Meichen Atzmai. Granted, that Kvutza had came, so he came along with them, but he wasn't Meichen without a Hachona, without the Bechin of Chasidim, Rishoyin, Ho Yushoyin, Shoah Achas, Koidim Shem Espalulin, then you can't great Zichzu. But that's what we're saying, because Shavuos is Kishmoy Kein Hu. The Kedushas Levi writes that Be'etzim every single year a person could be Zoicha on Chag HaShavuos to hear the koil Shemachar is Anoicha Shem Alekecha, to be Royes HaKoilis. But you need to be Meskoinen, you need to have Kavana, you need to have Hachona. He says that the Psukim in Parshas Yisroi of B'chodesh HaShlishi until the Aseres HaDibris is 26 Psukim, and the Aseres HaDibris itself is only 13 Psukim. The Hachona is twice as much. Ilu Kervoni Lufnei Har Sinai Dayenu, the Etzim Kirva Lufnei Har Sinai. A fascinating lashon of the Arachayim Hakadosh, also over there in Yisrael, it says, "Umoisha Allah Elo Likim VaYikra Elav Hashem." Says the Arachayim Hakadosh, "Yesh Lachol Adas Ki Bechinas Hakadusha Lo Itaktim Elo LeMazmenoisa." To be zoicha to get to kedusha, it has to be because you are mazmen it. It doesn't come me elav. But as we're getting closer, we went through the Yimei HaSfira, which Taka go through the Sfira, is Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yisoid, Malchus. But then Unesane, Toikiv, Kedushas, Halayla, the Kedusha of the Leil Shavuos. On Leil Shavuos, it's beyond the 49. It's Mamish, the Maila of Keser, which you're supposed to learn all night until you Taka get to the morning and not to fall asleep then. And then when you say Kedushas Keser by Musif, that's the Ravin, the Ravin, that's the Spitz, Spitz Darga. The same way by Minchan Shabbos, which is the Spitz Darga, it's Ate Echad, the Shimcha Echad, Avada on Leil Shavuos, after all of the Hachona. We great tzichtzu when we come to the darga of the Yichud Hashem Mamish. If you're talking that this year many of the oilam will be doing this in their houses, lav davka in the Batei Medrash. The Kloizenberg Rebbe used to tell the Chassidim to go to the Beis Medrash. He used to say v'haim lo yadu derocha. In the house, it's lav davka. A person could have the gevaldika dargas. But this is what was nizdamen lanu, that we should have a gevaldika Siyata Deshmaya of once in a lifetime, not once in a year, once in a lifetime experience of steiging in the house, in an enkematzev, whatever the situation is, to be able to steig and grow and prepare ourselves for such a gewaldike Kabbalah Satoira, Bechlal V'Prat. We're learning Kedushin in the Yeshiva, and it's Yidua that there's a way to be Mefarish the Mishnah. It's brought down from Rav Shlomo Kluver. There are other Nuschais for this, but he wants to say that the Inyan of Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shloilem is Avada Zivug. And this can be explained in the Mishnah in the beginning of Kedushin. Ha'isha niknes b'shalosh drachim. Bekesef b'shtar v'biyah. He says bekesef means b'kisufim. A person has to have a gevaldike shtoikikus, has a taiva to be misgageya with kisufim to be zoiche b'toira. That's kesef. Shtar, to have a binding contract, you mashabed yourself b'toikif, not stam. You make a toikif with a ernstkeit, with an officialness of a shtar. Bia is vayeda odem eschave ishtoi, is loshen of chibor, to be mischaber to the das, to be mischaber to the mehadas, the way the Rambam writes. That's bia. And the Mishnah continues, invited these are kinyonim, v'koines atzmoi. How is a person koine Torah yidei atzmoi? He's first of all, like they got that, get that you megarish all the tanugi olam hazeh, and you menatek yourself, you koiris yourself from things that are connected Torah, and you only mischaber, you only connect to things that are shaykhis to Torah. Uvemisa sabal is represents the union of eina Torah meskayim el b'mimisha meimis atzmoi olea. So come to Christ that the entire five inyonim that I mentioned in the Mishnah, kesef, shtar, bia, get, misa sabal, are all in Yonim that are describing how a person can be zeichet the Torah with kisufim, with making a shtar that he's meshabit himself, with chibur of yediyah, with being koiris mehanois elam hazeh, and with mei mesatz mealeh. When you do go through these kinyonim, that's that you're koine Torah. We know there are menches kinyoni Torah. There's also kinyoni Torah is with meshicha, moshcheini acharecha narutza, with kinyon of gemiris das, that's the yesoid of kinyonim, and with chazoko, l'choy layada chazoko, all the different ways of being koine Torah. But as we're describing in the Mishnah here, it's not stam a kinyan. This is not stam a kinyan, a kartoffel. Like we say by kedushin, it's not stam a kinyan momini. It's a kinyan ruchni, but it's a chibur to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. It's an inyan of ava with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. I heard of a gevaldik maisa once from the Arsameach. He was learning with his chavrus. They came to a very shver toisvus. They were muttering very stark, and it wasn't going. And suddenly Rabbi Simcha said to the chavrus, he says, "We'll daven a little bit." And the chavrus heard that Rabbi Simcha was davening for ava sa toira, and he davened. And then he was zeichet on the same shana of the Taisa. So the Chavrusa asked him, I understand that sometimes you need to, you know, hobbalay holay sagi, the Gemara says in Nida that you have to have also Torah. The Netziv used to say that the day that he didn't vein zeichet, that he didn't cry by Avasoylam, by Avarabba, that said kefelt in understanding. But he says, what are you asking for Avasa Torah? You should have asked for Havana in Torah. So he said he gave him mashal, a baby was by the babysitter and it's crying, and the metapelet is trying all kind of things with the food, with the motzeitz, with the tzatzua, with a toy, with a thing. It's a gatenish. And the mother comes, and all of a sudden the mother right away understands what the baby wants. So he said, that's the nakuda. If you have the richtige avas ha-toyra, if you love the Torah loves you. Kemayin ponim el ponim. He was mispal for givis adarg and avas ha-toyra, with a hecher adarg of avas ha-toyra, you're able to understand the toysvis. Now a central theme in the Shavuos is the Nasa v'Nishma, and it's Yidua, the famous Kasha. They ask the Beis Halevi in Droshes and Simeon Zayin Shtel's other Achroinim that the Rambam says in Hilchis Mechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin, that you can't be mishtabit with Dover Sheini Kotzov. How could a person be mischayiv? How could Klal Yisov be mischayiv Nasa v'Nishma? It's a Dover Sheini Kotzov. It's a felt in the Gemir's Das. How could there be a Dover Sheini Kotzov? So you do it, the Beis Halevi over there in the Drosha goes with his Mahalach, that he's Mahalach between a Yid and a Goy, that there's Shibet HaNechosim and the Shibet Peris, and then there's Shibet HaGuf of Avdus Mamish. Nasa V'Nishma is a Shibet HaGuf of the Avdus. Memela, there's no Indian of Kotzev. Whatever it is, Nasa V'Nishma, it's on Ashir, on Agvul. That's the Yisod of Avdus. But there's a different Mahalach. Meshach Shaykhah to the Raid was saying that the Chidah brings that Klal Yisrael with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in a suin, and we know there's a musik that agav chibov of the chiton, you could be mishtabed even dover she'enei kotzov. Toysin ksubis, other makaris to this, that you could be mishtabed yourself afilu l'dover she'enei kotzov. Even to dover she'enei kotzov. A different derher, another nakuda in understanding Nasa v'Nishma. The Sfarim explained that be'emes, we know that everyone has tkufis, aliyas and yuridis. Sheva Yipel Tzadik Vekom, not in spite of the fact, because of the Nefilis. Sheva Yipel Tzadik Vekom. But a person, the Iker, has to realize that even during the Yerida to have the Dveikas Bashem, not only by the Aliyah, but even by the Yerida. Even by the Yerida, Vatam Batvekim Bashem Elikechem, Sai by Chesed and Sai by Dim, Chayim Kolchem Ayoim. You have to have the Dveikas Bechol Matzev. That's what Nasa V'Nishma means. Nasa, that we want to be Dovik even without the Nishma, even in the Shveret Zeitin. Even when things are going down, we want to be Dovik B'Vari Oilam. That's what we want with the Nasa V'Nishma. That's what we want to have this year, the Prat. We want to have a Nasa V'Nishma. That we want to have kisufin for the Rabbi Shalom, we want to be mischaber to him. We want to prepare ourselves for this, but we want to taka say that no matter what the matzav is, we want to be able to be nasa v'nishma. This bechin of nasa v'nishma that we want to shtel zechzu. On the other hand, the Sfarim explained that the mile of nasa v'nishma is when they said the nasa v'nishma, they were zoicha back to the ksorim, they were zoicha to the ksorim, The ksarim represents a keter is above your head. It's beyond your darga. Now, Avada, we know the guf is down here, and the guf is only a nal, and the emes, the nisham is roishim megi hashemayim. But even whatever it means in Adam, may ever to his musagim, higher than his musagim is a keter. The keter is me'al haroish. But when a person, when they said nasav and nishma, they wanted to go beyond what they were mashreni acharecha nusa. They wanted to go beyond what they were able to. So then they were zoich ataka to nasav and nishma to shtel zechzu to the higher madrega. The chelak ha'elyon shebecha, the keser is the chelak ha'elyon shebecha. I always say over it, Yedua, the Ben Ishchai says that, it says, Ani Hashem koidim shiyechta, Hashem Hashem, Ani Hashem koidim shiyechta, Ani Hashem lachash yechta. He says, why do you need rachamim koidim shiyechta? He says, because koidim shiyechta, the Eberst is menatek you from your chelak ha'elyon. And mainly you're not poigim in the chelak ha'elyon, that's a gevaldik rachamim. It's a gevaldik rachamim, but then the Maisa, then you're menutik from your chelak ha'elyon. But now we want to say fakert, we want to go back, we want to be able to come back and shtel zechzu and come to that madrega of the chelak ha'elyon shaboy, and to be legamri menutik from chet, but maybe we are able to shtel tzu to our chelak ha'elyon shaboy, and we want to get to that darga of the keter. First, it's yedua. Everyone quotes the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah Perak Dalet. Amar Rami Shrashi b'Shem Rabidi v'chol akarbonos k'siv chet uvatzeres like k'siv chet by Shavuos. It doesn't say chet. Amar lakam haKadosh Baruch Hu kivan shekibalti aleichem al Torah. There's a bezunder bechinah that by Shavuos it's b'li chet. Memeli, you're able to stel tzu to the chelak elyon shebach without making a pagam. That's the nakuda. That's what I'm saying. But there's a few different ways to understand what's the nakuda that Shavuos means b'li chet. One pshat is a bechinah of chosan. We said that Klai Yisrael, there's a chasana. Chosan, moichin like kol avinoisov. Klai Yisrael is like a chosan and a kala. Another, the her pshat is the beginning of ger. A ger is kakon shenoy ledomi, a bria chadosha, a pinkas chadosha, anaya cheshbin. Shavuos is kabbalas geris, a new slate. But there's another pshat that Torah be'etzem is mufka. Torah is mufka from chet. Ayin de nefesh chayim shar dalet. Torah has no shaykhis with chet. Torah b'riyat nishton chet. But maybe you could say the pshat is, you know, it's interesting. Lagabi bali tshuva, there are very different ways of doing tshuva, and you can compare the various different ways of doing tshuva to the various ways of doing hagolas kelim and getting rid of something that has tumah blua, something not kosher built into it. If it was b'tzoynein, so tzoynein, it's enough hadocha. If it was with bishul, then there's hagola. Something that was with tzli, mamash, with the fire itself, then you need libun. Klicheris, even that doesn't help. You need shvira, ain't like tara, a shvira. And keneged that you have in the drachim of tshuva, you can have by a mitzvah's essay, is like tzoynein. You just need hadocha, just tshuva l'chud. A mitzvah's lois essay needs tshuva and Yom Kippur. It needs the hagola of the zeya, of the tzoyim of Yom Kippur. Amol, you need yisurim. Sometimes certain chatoyim koris needs yisurim. That's the libun. Malabin you with yisurim. At sometimes certain averis. Ain't a kapor ela b'misa. Shvirosan zui misosan. So we have tzoynein b'hadocha, bishul b'hagola tzliya b'libun, and klicheris b'shvira. But you should know there's another madrega, there's a meridik of their hair, it's a concept in your day. Besides hadocha, hagola, libun, shvira, there's by dvash. Ragle hadvash, ragle hadvoira, that a misarv in the dvash, turn into dvash. It's not hadocha, hagola, libun, shvira, it's a naya mitzias, that it's hoifich the mitzias in ganzen. That the ragle hadvoira, which is mam sheretz, shrotzim, and it's mutter because it was kulay nepach le dvash, it was kulay nepach le toira, it became one shtik toira. That's the darga that a person could have, that the darga of toira could come to the level of dvash. That it's in ganzen mahapech the person, he's cool a menutik b'lichet, and that's what you're supposed to have in mind when you say by birchas haTorah, the harav no. There's so many pshatim in the harav no, but one of them is that it should be sweet, mosak kedvash, mosak midvash, that even more than dvash. I heard once, why more than dvash? Because by a dvash it's only mahapech the ragle advoira, but if a dvoira shlema comes into the dvash, then it's not mahapech the dvoira. But by Torah, even the ganz get all the blood to get the rain, sprint the rain in Torah, the harav no. Vaharav could also be a lotion of arvus, a lotion of an orev, taking achrayas. And vaharav is also to make a lotion of ma'urav mixed in. If you mix in and you make the Torah mamash a part of you, and you take achrayas in it, and you're mishtoikik that it should taka cause you to have a mesikus in it, and if it causes you to have a mesikus in it, so then you're able to have that mapecha of the dvash. We know that the central theme of the Matan Torah is the nasa v'nishma, the remez yesh bedover, nasa v'nishma is perak chavdalet pasuk zayin. In Parshas Yisroi, Perak Chav Dalid, Pasuk Zayin, Parshas Mishpatim, Nase V'Nishma, 24/7, Chav Dalid Zayin, 24/7. That's on a hefsek every day, all day, 24/7, and that's what it means when it says in the pasuk in Parshas Yisroi, Takav Yikidashtem Hayoyim Umochar. And so important, there's two nigunim over here in Yikidashtem Hayoyim Umochar. On one hand, the person sometimes has a gevaldik yisoyrus, and it's going very stark, and there was a certain regish that was moirim, but it lasts 24 hours, and then it fizzles out. On that we say, v'kadashtam hayoyim umachar. Meidach, he says, sometimes a person gets a gevis yisoyrus, someone's moirim to see something, and he says, wow, yeah, my life is taka yisoy, I have to rechange everything I'm going to do. Tomorrow I'm going to start. No, v'kadashtam hayoyim umachar. Beis Hashem, it should be taka, v'yisum refidim, sherofi yudayim in a Torah, dafka, there should be a chizik, it's a pelad kazach. I heard from so many eduyos, from Eid Mi Pied, and Mamish Eidus Nemonim, Eidus Mikli Rishoin, and from Klisheni, and from all kinds, that there are so much of the Oilam, a lot of people having Nefilis, and you read this, and it's Shver Zachne, but there's so much of the Oilam that's Adarab, and Ishri Yehul Chazak, that Adavka being chapping a chizik in this tremendously not normal situation that we're in, and such a behola, and such an ibehirus, Dafka came a gevissa matona of a behirus, of a clearness, of realizing what's ikker, what's tuffel, what's important, what's less important, what's important not to do, and to come to the realization of Moshe Emes v'Teirase Emes, and what the Mesikas of Torah is, and to have Kisufin for Torah, and Avadi Yomer L'Tzareisenu die on every single level, but the Olam should be able to grab whoever was already feeling these Hargoshas, and if not, there's always time to tune into this Nakuda of the Hargosha, of realizing Adarab, this is a time of grabbing an opportunity of Kirvas Hashem, of Kisuf into the Bayri Olam, to Ladasas Drachov, to be Megarash Atzmai, mi Shar Dvarim, and to be Memes Atzmai Baholah Shul Torah, which is Zeichatak to the Kinyone Torah, and to Kirvas Hashem, and to, and the Prat and the Klal, should be Zeichat Be'emes Kipshuti to Matan Torah, and to Kabbalah Satoira Be'emes, Uvalev Sholem.